If you're a new coach, have you found your niche yet? I know a lot of coaches probably have their niche and they're trying to figure out where their ideal client is located. But what if you haven't figured out your niche? Can you still coach, or do you have to wait till you figure it out in order to start? When I first started my coaching business, I didn't have a niche. I wanted to help everybody, and it drove me crazy. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the niche, how to find your niche, and how it fits you and your business, because you can't help everybody. I know you want to be a superwoman, but we can't help everybody.
Welcome to Queens Rise to CEO, the podcast for women coaches and crafters on the journey to success. I'm your host, Talina Bacon, your go-to business strategy coach, supporting you on this adventure towards attracting clients and skyrocketing your sales. Picture this podcast has your cozy corner where I spill the tea on all things online business, from kickstarting your coaching or crafting journey to mastering organic marketing, client attraction, social media strategies, and so much more. Plus, I'll be talking about some of my coaching programs designed to help you create a strategy as unique as your business. With over 3 decades of experience, you can bet I've got some juicy stories to tell and insider secrets to share. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button or give me a follow, because when it comes to chatting about business, they say I've got the gift of gab, especially after a cup of coffee. So grab your favorite beverage, a pen, and some paper, and get ready to unleash your inner CEO. Let's do this. When I first started in this coaching industry, I kept hearing about the niche. You have to have your niche in order to find your target client, your target market, who would be the person you need to work with. When I started, I couldn't figure out what my niche was. Like, I wanted to help everybody. And you know, I even tried. I went through so much trying to figure out, okay, what does this person need? What does that person need? Is she the right person to work with? And I couldn't figure it out. So I continued to try to help everybody. Then after a while, I said, wait a minute, this is not working for me. Because as a coach, you have to have some type of niche on who you serve, who is your ideal client, and who isn't. Otherwise, you'll get all kinds of people in your DMs or booking calls with people who are just not the perfect fit for you. So in this episode, we're going to talk a lot about niches and being a new coach and the struggles, because let me tell you, honey, the struggle is real. So when I first got into coaching, like I said, I try to help everybody. So I thought that my niche was crafters. Now, mind you, trust me, it's going to come full circle. I was helping women do everything, setting up your business, pricing, craft shows. It was like I was their business. I said, okay, fine, do this, do this, do this, do this. But I didn't have any type of guideline. I just knew that I wanted to help them succeed in their business. So I got to a point that I had an amazing group, but the thing is, I had everybody in there. I was just bombarded with all kinds of questions. Now, mind you, I answered the questions, but it was like, this is not the right person for me. I had women who didn't want to succeed in their business. They were okay where they were. They weren't my ideal client, but I was trying to make them my ideal client. As a coach, you can't make anybody your ideal client. You can't make nobody want their business more than you do. So if you want your business more than they do, then they're not the right client for you. So I had to niche down. I had to figure out, who do I want to serve? Who do I want to fit? Who do I feel would be my ideal client? So it took a while, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to step away from coaching for a while to figure out, what am I doing? Because I had so many people in my DMs. I was getting book calls, but all these book calls was basically women who want my ideal client. And as a coach, you're going to get that. You're going to get everybody who's going to get on calls with you. pick your brain, basically, and ask you all types of questions pertaining to their business. But the thing is, are they going to put in the work? You really don't know. So when I stepped away, and then I came back into it with a newfound perspective on what I wanted for my business. I knew who I wanted as my client and what I was going to deal with and what I wasn't. As a new coach, you're going to figure out, and I'm sure you probably know, who you want to deal with and who you don't. Because if someone gets on a call and they're complaining about their business, they don't want to be in business because then they're just wasting your time. And as a coach, we don't want nobody wasting our time. Ladies, I'm going to be truthful. I'm going to always be honest and come to you and express how I feel. Now, as a new coach, again, you don't want to waste your time with people who don't want their business, who don't want to do anything, but just want to come pick your brain for things that they're thinking about doing, but they don't really want to do, and then they're complaining. Them people, get them off your call as soon as possible, because you can't change their mind because they came to you with that negativity in the call. And you can possibly go through it a little bit more and try to convince them how important their business is, but you're not a psychiatrist. Because if they come in that way, they're going to leave that way no matter what you say. If you feel you can switch their brains around completely, then you're good. But sometimes you can explain to them how important their business is, when you can ask them questions to get them to think, and maybe, yes, that might be your ideal client, but then you're putting in a lot of work for that one person when you have a whole lot of other calls that you got to get through, right? So here's, now that's my raw thought on it. Here's my professional coaching thought on this. As a new coach, when someone comes in and they're complaining about their business, you have to dive in deeper on, why do they feel this way about their business? What has got them to that point? Did something happen within their business? And have them think about, well, when you started it, how did you feel when you started your business? And then what changed it? Was it something within the business that you just didn't like? Maybe we can switch that around and to make it more positive for you so that you can start to love your business again. How does that sound? Now, that's the coaching way to get it done. But the raw thought in my head is like, hey, you really don't want your business. Why are you on a call with me anyway? You know, but as coaches, we think this way sometimes, but we can't say this because we're trying to get that client. So there's two types of ways of doing it. Whichever feels good to you, go with it. So as a new coach, you're looking for your niche. You want to niche down. Niche down to the point where you're helping them. Your niche has to be suited for you. Like a health coach, you would want women who want to get healthy, who want to find ways to save money on buying meals and stuff for them to get healthy. So you're a health coach. If you're a physical therapy coach, get them for physical therapy. If you're a mental coach, then you're dealing with the mindset. So you have to figure out if you're a certain type of coach, that's where your niche is around. I'm a business strategy coach. So my niche is around business. It has to horn in with your programs. So you want to be able to find a niche that suits you and suits your business because it's so broad when it comes to niches. In this industry, there is so many outlets that you can do. You can go to Instagram and focus on Instagram and what it is with Instagram as far as reels, posting, and the whole concept with Instagram. You can do TikTok with videos or whatever if your specialty is TikTok. If your specialty is Pinterest, they have coaches who specialize in Pinterest. Or better yet, if you're a podcast expert and people want to start a podcast, then they will come to you because you're a podcast expert. That's your niche. That's what you specialize in. So your niche is basically what you feel is good for you, what fits you. I'm going to break it down a little bit further. Like if you're this, you can concentrate on this, this, and this as far as the programs. Right after this message, because I'm going to need something to drink. I'm starting to get parched here. I'll be right back. A Are you feeling drained from testing various marketing strategies with little to show for it? I've been there. At the start of my online journey, I pinned my hopes on sharing posts across Facebook groups to flood my inbox with orders and fill my client calendar. But reality hit hard when those tactics failed to deliver. Rather than giving up, I revisited my approach, honed my strategy, and experienced a complete turnaround in my business. Now I'm so excited to share the insights I've gained in No Money, No Problem. It's one of my favorite PDFs, packed with 10 marketing tips tailored for coaches and creatives to amplify sales, all while being mindful of your budget. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Snag your free copy on my website at talenabacon.com. That's spelled TalenaBacon.com, and kickstart your journey to marketing success. Now let's get back to the show. Okay, I'm back. I had to go get my coffee. I am ready. You know me, coffee, and I am the gift of gab, so let's get going. Your niche has to be focused on your programs. Like I said, with different programs, what do you specialize in? What do you enjoy doing with your eyes closed, hands tied behind your back? What do you enjoy creating? What do you enjoy helping women with? So let's break it down a little bit more. Remember, Clubhouse was all the rave. Everybody had to get into Clubhouse, and then it just died down. What if you want to get back into Clubhouse? There's this young lady that specializes in Clubhouse, getting everything done on Clubhouse. And she's wonderful. She went through different programs and masterminds and things like that. Let me see if I can find her on my phone. And the thing is, I still learn a lot from her, even though I don't do Clubhouse as much as I should, because Clubhouse is a great outlet. But that is her specialty. That's her niche, Clubhouse. Yes, the young lady's name, Mimi from Clubhouse. So Mimi, if you happen to listen to my podcast, girl, do what you do. Because I follow you and I enjoy it. So look up Mimi from Clubhouse. Her name is Mimi Langley. So follow Mimi Langley if you want to get into Clubhouse. So I'm just putting it in. She didn't tell me to advertise, but I just happened to mention Clubhouse and I know I follow her and she's amazing. So if your niche is Clubhouse, get some information from Mimi Langley. She's great, right? So if it's not Clubhouse, it's TikTok. I don't know too many people who do TikTok because I can tell you, I don't even do TikTok. But there's a few people that says that's a good way to get your business out there. So if your niche is and you want to find people, you can find people on TikTok. But again, your niche has to be specific towards what you do, what you feel, what you're comfortable in creating, what you're comfortable talking about that you can talk about day, night, in your sleep. You want to be able to hone in on your specialty, what you do, what you're good at. And then your niche is people who want to learn that, who want to get information from you, who want to work with you. At least that's my take on it. So that's it in a nutshell. Don't try to be a niche for everything. Don't try to help everybody. Like I said, remember I said I wanted to help crafters and help them do everything. No, I can't help you do everything, but I specialize in growing your Facebook group. I specialize in your business page. I specialize in organic marketing. I can get you out there as far as getting your business going, but I'm not going to help you create your product. I'm not going to tell you what's the right price. Now, I can give you some tips because I've been doing crafting for over 30 plus years. I can give you tips, but the thing is, my product and my pricing is a lot different because it's gotten a lot further. But I can give you tips on when I first started, and then you can go from there. But I won't go deeply into that because although I know a lot about it, my specialty is basically organic marketing and getting your business out there. So that's what I focus on the most. But you can always create smaller programs that hone in about other things you know. Just want to put that in there. So I decided I'm going to do crafting and help crafters and help them with that. But then I'm a business strategy coach. So I want to help new coaches who are just starting their business. They want to get their first client. They want to know about funnels, landing pages, growing your email list, reaching out to the right client, getting your website, getting your Facebook business page going, getting your Facebook group going, getting your clients on discovery calls, things of that nature. So I know my specialty is that as well. So now I have a niche where I can help crafters to a certain point, and new coaches to a certain point to get them started. So I end up having both in the long run, especially when I didn't really want to do crafting because it hurt me that a lot of people didn't want to get any further than where they were in their business. I just believe no matter what, whether you're a coach or a crafter, you want to get further in your business. You just want to don't be stagnant in one thing. Because imagine you're creating one particular product for a crafter. Do you want to continue to make that one product all your life, or do you want to try something new? As a new coach, you want to be a new coach, but you want to excel. You want to be the point to you're making 10K months. So if you're stuck at, I just want to make 1 to 5K and that's it, then I don't see that. And that's just my take on it. I've always wanted to excel further and further and further. And I want my clients to excel further and further and further. And I want them to pick my brain. You know, if you have things that's going to help you grow your business, ask me. Don't be afraid to ask me things, you know? My mom always taught me, a closed mouth don't get fed. So a closed mouth is not going to give you no knowledge to actually grow your business unless you open your mouth and speak it and ask questions. So, what is your niche? What do you specialize in? What is the programs that you have that you can actually say, okay, I am great at this. I enjoy this. I can help women do this. And I could talk about this day, night, no matter what. Because once you have that and you know exactly what you want to talk about, your exact client will come to you. They will come to you because you're speaking their language. You're speaking what they've been thinking, but afraid to ask. So, until next time, ladies, whether you're a coach or a crafter, don't stay stagnant in one level. Move up to that next level. You got this, okay? Hey there, lovely queens. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Before you go, be sure to hit that subscribe button on your podcast app. I'm dishing out loads of valuable coaching and crafting tips, and I wouldn't want you to miss a thing. Your thoughts mean the world to me, and having you as a part of my podcast family is truly special. Before you go, here's a little nugget of wisdom I want to share. Love what you do, and the money will flow. So go out there, pour your passion into your craft, and watch the abundance flow. Until next time, take care, and we'll chat again soon.